ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 14 वर्स 54 ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम ब्रह्माज प्रेयर टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा। तस्मात् प्रियतम स्वात्मा सर्वेषमपि देहिनां तदथर्वेव संकलम् जगदेत्य चरणाचरम् ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। Therefore, it is his own self that is the most dear to every embodied living being. And it is simply for the satisfaction of this self that the whole material creation is moving and non-moving entity exists. Purport. The word characharam indicate moving living entities such as animal and non-moving and living entities such as trees. Or the word may also refer to moving possession such as one's family and pets and non-moving possession such as one's house and household paraphernalia. So, this Brahma's prayer to Lord Krishna on this subject, when Lord Brahma got bewildered, Yadurani Mataji asked question to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada replied on this letter on 9th July 1968. The question was, what is this Brahma Mohan Leela? So Srila Prabhupada replied, the Brahma is the greatest devotee, but he wanted to serve Lord with some material power. He mentioned, Krishna made him number one living entity in the universe. But Brahma was doubtful and bewildered how his Lord could. Sorry, I have to. This, forgotten to. So Brahma was doubtful and bewildered how his Lord could become a coward boy. And this part, pastime of bewildering Brahma, is called Brahma Bhavan Leela. Such type of pastimes, Srila Prabhupada said, are manifested by the Lord in order to teach lesson to the mental speculators. You know that Arjun, who was the constant companion of Lord, but he was also bewildered. So unless great personality like Brahma and Arjun get bewildered, common people cannot understand the position of Lord Krishna. So Brahma is also a conditioned soul. And he has got also some this forgetfulness. Though Krishna appears one day in Brahma, but one day of Brahma is trillions of years. We forget things in next day sometimes. So Brahma is also forgotten. And that is why Brahma got confused. Because after all, he is also a living creature. So the entire discussion in this chapter, actually Srila Prabhupada in his purport of the previous verse, he clearly stated that it may be pointed out that the entire discussion King Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami regarding the dearness of one's own self and ultimately means for the branching of the body of why the cows and the coward ladies of Vrindavan consider Krishna more dear than their own self and certainly more dear than their own offsprings, the discussion proceed as follows. And in that follows means this sloka, that therefore it is his own self that the most dear to every embodied soul. So self is more important. Now, because these coward ladies or cows, they have understood actually the purpose of life, and that's why they understood the philosophy which sometimes for us it is very difficult to understand. Now, in this entire discussion, the important point Sukadeva Goswami said, O King, every living being is dearmost being in O King, for every living being, the dearmost thing is his own self. Now, in material world, we may say, I love my wife, I love my children, I love my nation, I love my relatives, I love this, that. But actually, it's all egoistic pleasure. It's all false ego. Nobody loves anybody. Until unless we love Krishna, we cannot love anybody in this material world. It's all hypocrisy. Fooling each other. There was, I remember one story. One person wanted to join the movement. Means spiritual movement, nothing to do with the Hare Krishna movement. So, and he was all constantly in association with the sadhu. The family people were very disturbed. So they said, they came to sadhu and told him that, just see, if this boy joined the movement, we will commit suicide. And particularly mother said, if he is not coming home and this is the usual tactics mother use, I will commit suicide if my son will join your institution. So sadhu said, okay, I am not asking your son to come and join. But after some time, this boy, he was very intelligent, educated person, he he told a sadhu, I cannot stay home. Please tell me some method, otherwise I cannot say what I will do. So then sadhu said, all right, don't worry. I'll tell you one thing. Everybody is telling in the family that they are very attached to you, and the mother said, I will commit suicide if he will join the movement. So one day I'll come to your place. You pretend yourself that you are suffering very seriously and there is a very heavy stomach ache. And according to the plan, the sadhu came to the residence of these people, and the boy, you know, was very acting so seriously. So then these people said, what we should do? The sadhu said, I have got some booty, jadi booty, in a packet. But I can understand this boy is very serious. But if any one of you, because he may die any time, but if anybody, one of you, are ready and willing to take this medicine, this pudiya, which I have got, jadi booty, we can save this boy. Only question is, because all of you are saying all the time that you love your son so much that you are ready to give life. So if you want to save this child, please, you can eat this medicine, and the child will say, you will save the child, but that person will die. Nobody was ready to take that medicine. And they came out with all excuses, or this is that. And they requested sadhu, please be merciful on us. Why don't you take medicine? So this loving in this material world is all nonsense, actually. Nobody loves anybody. You see, there was one story, in one pond, it was lying vacant. So one she monkey came there. They were staying with her child. But one day they started filling the water. So this monkey, she monkey with the child, was little worried. And she thought, what should I do? She said, no, I must save my child. And she started saving the child, you know. But the water was coming up. And finally, she tried her best to keep the child up. But when it was coming, the water was level was going up. She put the child down and made a stir on the child, and she jumped out of the tank. Saving our own body is more important than body of anybody else. That's the way this material world is moving. So we may talk all the time that attachment to the... Actually, what about attachment to body? Sometimes we are too much attached to the possessions. One hunter, he has gone to jungle, and he was having a camera. So he wanted to take photograph of the elephant. When he wanted to take photograph, the elephant start chasing this hunter. And he had a very costly camera. As soon as this elephant started chasing, he threw away the camera. And he saved, jumping on a tree, he saved his life. So whether it is material possession or family people like monkey, she monkey and a daughter, this is all egoistic, material, you know, things. Because of the false ego. I'm serving my family, I'm doing something. It's just false propaganda. And people are Thus, to gratify the false ego, the man is prepared even to lay down his life. People say, I will give up my life for the nation. It's all false ego. They want to satisfy their ego and for which they are working, whether it's for nation or for the family. Because there cannot be true love in this material world until unless they love Krishna. The love comes from Krishna, and in material world that is not possible because that has not been taught to anybody. So in this particular sloka, there are three things. One is self, one is position, one is atma and paramatma. Now, until unless we understand something about paramatma, but why this self has become so important? And in the previous sloka, Srila Prabhupada said that a man drives great egoistic pleasure by seeing himself as a selfless well-wisher of the so-called family and community. He gets pleasure by serving family and community. Thus, to gratify his proud senses of false ego, a man is prepared to even to lay down his life. Laying down his life is also satisfying his false ego. This apparently contradicts the behavior of the another phenomena, the world of the material world. But the point is this, we have to understand that in this material world, finally we have to connect ourselves with Krishna. Then Vasudev Kutumbakam, then everybody else connected, you know, with Vasudev, just like when you give water to the root, then everybody gets benefit. But if people think, no, I will not give water to the root, then I will give separately. So the material world people are working separately. They are doing big, big philanthropic work. You know, I have mentioned this story previously, but I will take your permission to mention. Once Srila Prabhupada has gone to Pune, and he wanted to collect some funds for Jhu temple. And Mr. Malhotra arranged the program. There were 300 top people of Pune were present there. And they started telling, why you want to spend 3 crores for PFA construction of a temple in India need at this time, you know, hospitals, we need schools. Wow, what is this temple? We have so many temples. And at that time, you know, because it's throughout the world, people actually, nobody has got that knowledge. See, big university around the world, you go big university, whether Princeton and Harvard and all that, is because of the churches. So Prabhupada said that I know all of 99% people are doing philanthropic work, but I want to open a temple. Why? I won't tell you. Mr. Malhotra, you know Mr. Birla? Yes, yes, I know Mr. Birla very well. I stay with him, he comes and stay with me. Suppose, you know family people also, yeah, I know family people. Suppose, God forbid, if the child has taken decision that I'm not going to stay with Birla, and somehow he got a wrong company and he's taken money and he's gone out of the family and he started drinking and moving with the girls and got married and finally taking LSD and got divorced, and one day he is on the road because he has no money and you are driving your car. And you know, when you come on the road at that time, you see many people, you know, they ask money. And people, sometimes they do give something to the people, beggars. And when you see the Birla's son is on the street, what you will do? I'll pick him and ask him to come inside in my car. And he said, uncle, I want some money. I need LSD injection. I will die. Don't worry, don't worry. Come on, come inside. And he will take home, call doctor, and do his total giving proper medicine, curing him. And 15 days, that boy becomes completely normal boy. After 15 days, Mr. Malhotra is phoning Mr. Birla, because there is a story like this in the Prodigal Child in Bible. And Birla says, I am ready. I am coming personally by my charter plane. You don't come. If my son is ready and willing to follow my instruction, then I don't want anything from him. Malhotra said, no, he doesn't want anything. He's feeling sorry and he wants asking excuse. No, I will come and he can take over my property again if he's ready and willing to follow the laws. So Mr. Prabhupada told these all 300 people, you people, all of you people are giving this philanthropic work. You are doing some philanthropic work only for what purpose? You are giving food to somebody for one day, or giving education, or giving some kambal for, you know, blanket in the winter season, or so many things, shelter. But are you solving their problem? One day problem only solving, 2 days problem, education problem. But that's not the perfect, complete solution. This Birla's son, he was on the street, and I connected that boy to his father. By opening this temple, my only purpose is to these people who are suffering in this material world, I want them to get connected to the real Father. And that is the purpose of my making this temple. And he was successful for collection funds. Everybody agreed, yes, your example is wonderful. So we have to connect ourselves first to Krishna. And Krishna is our well-wisher, Sohrda Sarva Bhutanam. And nobody is, you will find this material world, because he is doing everything without any motive. Actually, we are doing something with some material desire if we want to help somebody. Even Brahma came with a material desire. That's why he was given highest position. But a devotee of Lord will not like to take even the position of Brahma. He wants to become an ant in Vrindavan or a leaf. And so the total purpose is not to get high position. There is one story. One person has gone to a dentist, and he told the dentist, please give me, I have to go early because I have to meet my wife. She met with an accident, and she lost her consciousness. And actually, so the doctor says, no, there is a lot of people are sitting here. But if she has lost consciousness and she is already in the hospital, what difference it makes? You are just going to see her as a normal courtesy visit. So even if you go a little late, what difference? Because she cannot remember, she cannot recognize you. She is in that situation. At that time, this man informed that my relationship with her, if you do not go today, the doctor said, because she has lost her memory, he said that she may not remember me, my relationship. But I have not forgotten her. The support is, the story is conveying the message that Krishna is like that man. And we are like the wife. We have forgotten our relationship with Krishna, but he has not forgotten us. That's why he is coming again and again in this material world. Because he is coming in this material world, just like what is the basis of coming in the material world? He is in the spiritual world. But he loves us so much. And he's asking us, please come back to me. But spiritual world and coming to material world, just like somebody is staying in big bungalow or big mansion, and or he is staying in Malabar Hill. Krishna coming from spiritual world to material world, just like coming in Dharavi. What is the purpose of coming and staying in Dharavi? And so that he is giving us an opportunity in asking us. Sometimes he is coming, sometimes he is sending his representatives, some messengers. So his purpose is only to tell us, please come here. Otherwise he is not interested to come at all in this world, in this material world, which is not a place for gentlemen to live. Because in material world, we are so much attached to the body. And Krishna is teaching us this science, that how we should attach ourselves to Krishna. When we will attach, just like attachment to Krishna is just like giving water to the root. Actually, we don't know who Krishna is. Krishna comes and he is explaining in different places that I am super soul in every individual, and I am the supreme director. The people are wrongly attached to the gross material bodies, and they should get attached to me only. And Lord is very much conditioned, where we are very much concerned about the conditioned soul and liberated soul. So Lord is asking, he's saying, Mamo Vanso Jiva Loka Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. The living entity is parts and parcel of Lord. Living entity is called Atma, and Lord is called Paramatma. Living entity is called Brahman, and Lord is called Param Brahma. So Ishwara Param Brahma Satchitananda Vigraha Nadira Adira Gurdunda Sarva Karan Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. So our duty is that we should follow his instruction, and we follow that instruction. Otherwise we will get involved in this material world, and in all circumstances we should try to develop love for God and solve all the problem. Sometimes what happens, there is that we get so much involved, we think I will get more benefit in this material thing. That's why everybody is working in material world so hard. And finally everybody is getting frustrated, because nobody can be happy in this material world, whatever work they may be doing. Any work they do, if they don't connect with Lord in their life, then they will be all miserable. Though, just like a story of this Pingala, she was thinking that, you see, I will be very happy if I get connected with this material man who is a very wealthy man. But finally she reached to the conclusion, I wasted my life by associating with this man, and I have given up, completely neglected Lord. Instead of having ignorance of serving this insignificant man who is never satisfied by the real desire, so, and he's bringing only happiness. So we are thinking like that Pingala, that we will be happy in this material world, but nobody is happy in material world. Actually, what has happened, we have taken our Jiva has taken divorce from Krishna. And Krishna want to unite. He says, don't take divorce. I want to come to you. Just like usually in this material world, I give an example this little, that people go to vacation. So when we go to vacation, they go to the, you know, better place. But suppose somebody is living in Dharavi, if he'll go to vacation, he will go to, let us say, Bombay, somebody wants better place, Dharavi, he'll come to Korla, or he'll come to Malabar, one may go to Los Angeles, or one go to the material heavenly planet, Swargalok. But, or one wants happiness from one child to another, two-room apartment or three-room apartment. But never hear that if somebody is going for vacation from Malabar Hill to Dharavi. So Krishna is like that. But in case of Krishna, material world is like a Dharavi Chal as compared to the spiritual world. But Krishna comes here again and again in this material world. Although the Jiva has taken divorce, but the Krishna want to unite back. And that's why he is coming in this world. Like a big businessman going to the chawl to meet his rebellious son. So we are rebellious people, and Krishna want to see to it that we again go to back to Godhead. Now, if we keep Krishna at center of our life, then that house, it is a little different. If we don't keep Krishna at the center of our house, then there are four things will come. Four things will come, that our house will be like prison house. It's in Bhagavatam 10, 14, 36. And affection to family member is very clearly explained. It's like putting food circles. And they will steal your money, and they will suck your blood, and they will suck. If Krishna is not center, they will suck your, they will steal away your peace. And this home, which you call it Bhavan, Bhav means Bhagavan. If Bhagavan is not center, then it becomes only ban. Ban means jungle. So home will become jungle if Krishna is not central. So if we will bring Krishna, if we don't bring Krishna, then the main problem is I and me. That's the problem. I and me become so important in this material world that, you see, the total Bhagavatam, there are about dozens of stories, katha, that I is more important than anybody else. You see, the Karna, when he was told by Lord Krishna that, you see, your brother's elder brother of Pandava, why don't you, now I'm disclosing, once you come back, I will see that you will become the king of the total kingdom. But because of the false ego, I and mine, no, I have given word to Duryodhan and I will not come. This is false ego. Even Krishna's advice, people are not ready, willing to follow. It's a Hiranyakashipu, very intelligent, when he was giving class, when his brother Hrinash, after his death, he was giving such a, if you read, you will come to know what nice philosophy he was giving, talking to the family people. But he was ready and willing to kill his own son because of his false ego, that I am the only supreme person, I. This I and my is the cause of the total, and this all relationship is all false relationship. material world, all relationship. See, King Ayati, see, when he was cursed, after this curse, you know, he came and to his sons, means asked them, please give me the youth. And he wanted to enjoy life. I want to enjoy. The total Bhagavatam is actually full of, you know, see the story of Chitraketu. That the lady, the queen, thought, I will not be able to enjoy that respect. And she gave poison. So, has become so important in this material world. So what our desire should be, actually, I want to, if my one eyes, if I'm blind one eyes, eye is so important, but I want to see that the other person, you know, that other person should, you know, he should lose his two eyes. And one sadhu came to one person and said, well, please, that person, I want some boon from you. So, yes. So, he said, well, if I lose one eyes, but my neighbor should lose two eyes. So, for doing wrong thing for other people, because people are so egoistic, for they are ready to go up to any extent for the satisfaction of their own ego. And if you see the story of in Bhagavatam, even Kansa, he was loving his sister very much. But as soon as he heard the prophecy that 8th son will kill you, and he was ready to kill his own sister. So this, what is this all? It's all selfish attitude in this material world. In previous ages, people were not so selfish. You see, before they will eat food in the lunch time, they will come out and ask people, please, anybody wants to eat anything, they can come. This is previous age. But now the time has come, all right, they will eat and after that is second stage, that was second stage. They will eat whatever they want to eat and then they leftover they will give to other people. But now the stage has come, we have become so selfish. We will eat as much we want to eat, and thereafter we will keep in the refrigerator. There is no limit of selfishness. Actually, this is the position in the material world. So material world is all, if we know, go deep in the subject, we will know it's not a place, again repeating, plus gentlemen to live. In this material world, people want unity. You know, there was one circus. In the circus, they have shown that the tiger, the lions, the lambs, and the deers, they were in one cage. And you know, people are surprised how it is possible. And they are today in material world, they want to show the world peace without adding God in the life. But what is the real story behind it? The real story behind it is that before this circus door is open, they feed dozens of, you know, lambs and the deers to these lions and the tigers. And when they are completely full, then they put these lambs and these deers in the cage to show other people that just see how they are living together. It is all, you know, selfish attitude in the material world. As long as my need is met, I will keep peace in the world. There is nothing like peace in this world. So, but it's very important point that ultimate goal of life is human, in the welfare of the human society and detachment to the material body. Now, if we are not developing detachment, people are very attached to family. In material world, even Kunti Maharani asked, please, Lord, kindly remove my attachment to the kingsman. But in Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto, it is stated, Narad Muni is telling, that if you want to get away from the attachment of the family people, actually, Kunti Maharaj was connected with devotees, actually. There is no question of, we should be connected with the devotees. What is wrong with going with the devotees? But she was using the word kingsman because sometimes those people who are not devotee, everybody is devotee, there is no problem. But when we go to our native place, oh, there is a marriage or somebody is dead. And at that time, they are not interested in the spiritual life at all. So she's asking, please remove my attachment. Because attachment of those people who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, that's very dangerous. So in this material world, see, the only solution is that if we want solution for the peace, we have to develop. Narad Muni said, yes, that's very important. Narad Muni said in 7th canto that if you want to get rid of the family attachment, you read Bhagavatam regularly. Nasht prayesu adresu nityam Bhagavata sevar. Regularly, if you read Bhagavatam, your family attachment will go away, just like when you see dream at night and morning you don't remember dream, your family attachment will go. So reading Bhagavatam, that's why those people who come regularly to temple, chant in temple, it's very important. Otherwise, people like us, who are 30, 50 years in the movement, is still in the attached to the family people. And it's all family attachment, is all selfish. False ego. My wife is sick, so I have to take care of her. That's why I'm not going several places. But it's all false ego to show the world that I am doing so much sacrifice, but I'm not going out. It's all false ego. If what Srila Prabhupada is writing here and what is written in Srimad Bhagavatam. But positively, if family people are all devotee, then it's not applicable in one sense if they are completely devotee. But we are all pretender devotees. We are pretending that we are devotee, but we are actually not devotee. Actually, example of the people who have developed attraction for Krishna, they are the people like Sivas Thakur. You know, when his son died, he told family members, please don't cry because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing. This is called love for Krishna. And even Chitraketu's story, though he lost his sons, and after he met Narad Muni and Anjare Rishi, Anjare, and after that he gone to that, you know, he has seen darshan of Sankarshan, and he was in Vidyadhar planet. But when he was coming
अनि इन हिज प्लेन ही saw मदर पार्वती was sitting on the lap of Shiva and he started laughing and Parvati gave curse and he became Pritashur. When he was fighting with Indra at that time, because he was Krishna conscious, because of his love for the Supreme Lord, you know, this is the love for Supreme Lord that he developed, just like this, like Shivas Thakur, he was having love. He developed love for Lord, and he told Arjuna, he told Indra, why you are lamenting? You have got a Vajra. You kill me. You rot in this material world. But I will go back to Godhead before you. This is called the love. If we develop love for Krishna, then you know, a Bali, after giving two steps to Lord, he told Lord, please, though he was thinking that, you see, I'm still having something more, because the person who was possessing so much property, who has given donation, it means the person is bigger than the position of the property. I have given so much property, so I have got something, false ego. And finally, he gave up false ego and surrendered to Krishna. And then third step, Lord has put, and this Atmanimedram, then Navada Bhakti, that Atmanimedram. So he became the greatest devotee. Actually, in the material world, we are all attached to the false I and my. But Krishna is not attached with my I and my. You see, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are a story of Narakasura or Bhamasur. Narakasur, he was born from Bhumi Devi and Baraptar. And you know, when he became such a serious demon, and he has stolen 18,100 princes and kept them in his palace, he killed his own son. So the point is this: Krishna is not attached. When in Vaikuntha, when four Kumars have gone there, at that time, you see, this Jay Vijay, you know, told them that you cannot go. And when Lord comes there, and because you see, any mistake done by the servant, it is the mistake of the boss. He says, I know you people, you are such great. Lord said, Lord exactly said, you are all realized devotee. I will not hesitate to chop off my own arm if its conduct is found hostile to you. So this Lord was ready and willing to take all responsibility on him, because the four Dwarpal, they have, you know, asked these four Kumar not to enter the premises. So the materially people who are so puffed up, they are not able to utter the holy name of Lord because of the material opulences. So until unless we are ready and willing to give up the fever of this material opulences, because in material world everybody is trying to get more and more, somebody told me when I came to movement, what you got in this Hare Krishna movement? You are in such a high position, good advocate, this earning money. So what you tell us honestly, what you got it out of this Hare Krishna? I said, well, I was having fever of 104. It's not gone out, I'm telling you, even now. But that 104, 103, 101,
199. One day, once it become 198.6, that fever has to come down. But then once we become the normal human being, then we can understand bhakti. And once we will understand bhakti, then the self, we will give up the self which for which we are very attached, and we will, just like Vrindavan, cows and cowherd boys, they were more attached to Krishna than their own family member. Hare Krishna. So, time is over. Gandharva Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yeah.